Well, this is interesting. There's the faint hum of electricity in an inverter, and the trickle of water. I'm sat in a 55-foot long metal tube, otherwise called a canal boat. But this canal boat is in a dry dock. So the first night I will ever spend aboard, sleeping aboard a canal boat that I can remember, first, because I think as a child I travelled briefly as a passenger on a barge on the French canals, but I think we slept in tents on the riverbank at night. So yeah, this is the first night sleeping aboard a canal boat, and this may well be my boat. Should the surveyor say, yeah, all good, it's not going to cost a huge amount of money to get it shipshape, go for it. And that is when I take a pretty hefty gulp, as I'm about to do with my can of stout. Oh my god, that's fizzy. Just filled my mouth with foam almost immediately. Smaller sips are needed. And take a big gulp and think, okay, that's a lot of money. And I've already put a £4,000 deposit on it, so I'm pretty committed. So why, you might be thinking, why are you getting a canal boat? Doesn't boat just stand for bung on another thousand? Yeah, I think it does, but we'll see. It's a house in the country that you can move through the country. It's a slow motion adventure as you journey from one place to another. It's a writing retreat. It's a place potentially for workshops. I'm thinking that the bench I'm sat at now, I could comfortably sit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. And that's a good thing, isn't it? This will sleep 6 people. It's kind of 2 couples and 2 singles. But realistically, I'd probably invite 4 people for workshops. And I'm quietly nerve-sighted. I can't remember who told me that they were nerve-sighted once, and it's a mixture of nervous and excited all at the same time, because this is a huge step. And I know it's an investment, and ultimately I could just sell the canal boat and recoup all, if not all in a bit maybe, of the money if I sell it in the right place. So here I am. What time is it? It is 20 to 10, and I had struggled to see the time there because the room is lit by an LED light, which is motion sensitive, because it doesn't have an extension lead charging the batteries remotely while it's here. I don't know why not. I would definitely have run a cable to it. You can't run the engine when it's out of the water because the engine requires coolant, which is the water, cooling it down. And so I don't have any hot water tomorrow, but I do have central heating. I say, touching the radiators, yes, they are warm, and how exciting is that? So the radiators are I've just put them on because I did pop out to have some dinner at the pub. They'll just take the chill off the place, and then I'll probably turn them off again before going to sleep. I could leave them ticking over, but the pump is in the cabin, the bedroom. What's the technical terms? I'll learn all this. I can hear it kind of whirring and ticking over. I'm pretty sure that after this beer, I'll be able to sleep through it. Plus, I've got earplugs, knowing that the bin people are coming to empty 3 very large industrial bins, which aren't far away from the very picturesque canal, but on the other side. I can't see the canal from here, to be honest. I can't see anything from here other than a spray yard, which is just next to me, and a canal boat, which has been sprayed very, very bright yellow, at least on the top half. And on the other side, a bit of a car park. So I would say it's not what I had in my mind as my first night on a canal boat, but if I'm totally honest with you, I have no expectations about what it was going to look like or what it was going to be. It's good to be on the boat that I probably spent less than 10 minutes on before deciding to make an offer, because boats like this particular shell made with this particular steel from the early 2000s, they go quickly. They're built very solidly because they're designed for higher boats, and they're maintained and looked after regularly, so they don't hang around. People buy them, they make them their own, and then they last longer than you a lot of the time. There are canal boats out there with engines over 100 years old. Very interesting bit of technology running on this strange alternate reality, these waterways that just, unless you've been down them, you'll think, well, where the hell am I? This is totally not what I'm used to seeing when I'm speeding along at 80 miles an hour on a motorway. Yes, you do have to factor in a big chunk of time because you're effectively travelling at walking pace. But what a way to carry all the luxuries of home and more with you whilst changing your surroundings continuously. At least I think that's what it's going to be like. Pure speculation at the moment. It's all just the mumblings of a rookie canal boat owner, a skipper, captain of this very strange vessel potentially. So let's see what the future holds. And the future begins with a visit from the surveyor tomorrow. I have no idea if this audio is going to hit the internet, because I'm recording it in the Audio Boom app, straight into the Audio Boom app, and when I save it and upload it, will it be lost forever? Potentially. If you did hear this, because I don't think it will go to my account, I have no idea how this thing is set up. If you did hear this, please tell me whereabouts you heard it, and please send me a link, because I might not know where that link is. Cheers, and thanks for listening.